today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, no, what it is, and this happened when I got my ultrasound, they took out the tube and they squirted it and they turned back and says, I know I put some on you. Where did it go?
In the forest. Does she drink a non-diet version of the Inca Cola?
Oh, no.
She's a diet?
It's the diabetes cola. It's got guarine, you know, it's the new trendy deal, but it's got caffeine.
Sweet, though, super sweet.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Part of the pre-diabetes family, I'm sure.
Nothing beats Guatemalan diabetes, Mike. It's the best diabetes. I got stuck with the domestic. It sucks.
If you hop from cruise to cruise, you can rack up discounts that can get the prices below $100 a day.
And, Mike, burial has never been easier.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I know I have the cities. I know one of them is Brooklyn, New York.
Yes. I have them if you don't.
Yeah, what are our cities today, Rob?
Today, one sec. Today's cities are...
You said you had them.
I do. I'm opening my drive. It takes forever. Sorry.
Hi, everybody.
Good start to the week, isn't it?
Hi, America.
Well, I didn't think you were going to go to me.
You said you have them.
Hold on.
Forget it. Don't worry about it. We don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. That's just because we do it doesn't mean we have to do it every day. Yeah. We're professionals.
But I wrote them.
That.
It's fine.
I wrote them. You
have to shut up, pony. Try to help a guy out and you get everybody jumping on your back.
This is where my OCD, gets to me a little bit. That I don't feel like we'll have a good show unless I do it. So
you have OCD?
Well, and from Brooklyn, New York, Fairhope, Alabama, Eunice, Louisiana, Winthrop, Massachusetts, Nairobi, Kenya, Altenkirchen, Germany. That's been used before.
Has it?
The Mike O'Mara. Yes, it has. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air, and happy to be with you. We can't be rough on Rob today. He's got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So no, be rough. Be rough. But not Pony. I'll take it from you two.
Right.
But not Pony.
Everything's fine. Everything's good. It's still Monday. Any way you slice it, it's still Monday.
I love Mondays. I've gone on record about Mondays.
You like Mondays?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fridays are the worst.
Why? Now, why would Fridays be the worst for you?
Well, traditionally, at least for me, where I am in my life, Fridays mean I got to figure out what I have to work on the weekend. To get to bridge to Monday. Mondays are a fresh start. Everybody's here. If you've worked and laid out the week in a certain way, you know exactly what you're getting into.
I see.
That's interesting. You notice how Rob and I are absolutely silent right now because we're the laziest fat in the world. So
I don't think that's a common take on the Friday Monday principle is all. I was just trying to digest it. Because I think most people live, even if you have to work on the weekend, Friday is Friday. It has a long-standing tradition. I mean, you didn't have DJs crowd into an air studio on Monday and scream at 5 o'clock, did you, Mike?
No, I don't know. It's like down here now with the schedules that we keep and with Monday being a particularly frenetic day, we will back off in the summertime. It will be a little better situation for all of us. Mm-hmm. I was turbo early with a drop off today, so I think I'm running 10 minutes early, which gets me a little weird on a Monday.
Well, you like things to be on schedule.
It's weird. It's weird. I think what it is for me, and I can dive right in, is I think I had a pretty reasonably good weekend for Mother's Day, where I got Carla a really, really nice gift on Thursday with cards and everything, so we didn't have to do the traditional Sunday. I asked her if she wanted to go out anywhere. She said no. We were going to have our a night off on Saturday where Michael had an overnight, which was fantastic. So we were able to go out and really enjoy ourselves. But the idea of having one, as you call it, a cheat meal per week is a tad problematic because of all the things that are involved on my new nutritional plan. And Carla's right with me on this. I am not going to absolve her of responsibility. The toughest thing, because she's doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's
right.
religious all week long, writing everything down, making sure the macros are what they should be. And then we get...
Is she eating the same food as you?
No, not at all. Okay. Not even close. But she is... occasionally we'll have the same stuff. She is, we are both a little weird when it comes to once a week when you focus on a meal where you can eat anything you want. And that's kind of fun. And so that fun now, we've had our third one because it's been 3 weeks that I've been on this program.
Yes.
And
did you choose Hoisin, Crispy Owl, or Bon Bon?
It's funny you mentioned Hoisin or Hoisin. Is it Hoisin?
Hoisin. I think it can be go both ways. Hoisin.
Are you sure about that?
No,
or are you just
not at all.
Up?
Not at all. And not making it up. Maybe
I
just
thought it
stupid.
Was Hoisin. Hoisin sauce.
Hoisin could be. Let me check pronunciation.
Hoisin. Because the bad experience this weekend was the local Chinese joint down here where they have Peking duck. And when you talk about that, one of the primary ingredients when you're making your little pancake with deep-fried duck is that hoisin sauce. And so here's the problem.
Mike, you're right. It is hoisin. I stand corrected.
Okay. The problem is that, you know, I should be really sympathetic with you going into your thing tomorrow, but I'm so annoyed at you already today. Anyway, moving right along.
Not me. I love you both.
I really.
I'm not annoyed, Rob.
I said that's good. I'm glad Oscar's not. So, anywho, we're moving right along here, and the idea of just going in and having a bad meal or a cheat meal—I don't want to say bad because it's delicious and it's well prepared and it's deliciously served and everything is fresh and it's great and I give it a 10. The idea is to have the meal. We have been having a little trouble insulating our badness to just the meal.
Ooh,
because
I understand.
It's a cheat day.
And Oscar will be right in the bowels of this.
I'll see it.
So to speak.
Oh, dear.
On Friday, when he arrives, well, actually Saturday night, when we plan on taking him to the world-famous Iguana Mia. For margaritas and
Have you picked out your outfit yet, Oscar?
My outfit of the, is it? Should I wear a suit or not?
No, you should wear shorts.
I think a suit and a sombrero.
Shorts and a t-shirt would be more than adequate.
That says south of the border.
It does. You can wear whatever you want.
SOTB.
It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. The problem is that we err on the side of, I think when you're talking about sugary beverages prior and then sugary dessert stopped at a location on the way home, that's when you get into trouble. And with that said, I still think going out and having a bottle of wine or a drink and then having your meal and then a dessert, that's fine. We tend to make it wide. If you remember, the first weekend we did this was Easter weekend. And Easter weekend, we really threw caution to the wind, and Easter weekend became Sunday brunch followed by Sunday beverages at the pool. And before you know it, you know, I was waking up Monday morning with and it lit. So then we modified it to the wing joint.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, I can remember all my bad meals. The Buffalo Chips Dive down here where it was hot wings and a couple of pitchers of beer and fun. Then last week, this past weekend, was the Chinese restaurant with, well, I can enumerate what I had. We stopped at the drive-through window at Iguana Mia, picked up a margarita with a topper, and then we went to the Chinese place where I had two Mai Tais, followed by the crispy fried, deep fried duck. and then stopped at Fresh Market on the way home, to where Carla picked up what she was disappointed in, a coffee cake, and I had a pint of PB Caramel Crunch ice cream.
Wow.
You guys are out of control.
Well, that particular night we were out of control, but the next day, Sunday, easy peasy, and I'll let you know tomorrow how the weekend played out. Yes. Why are you shaking your head?
It's like a crackhead. Be like, I just did three rocks. No big deal. The next day I was clean. Like you can't.
But we're allowed a meal. But the problem is we spread the meal out a little bit too far.
And also,
so we went overboard.
The meal comes with sort of now it is associated with, well, we kind of blew it on Saturday night, so we're going to start fresh on Monday.
No, because we went right back to it on Sunday.
Okay.
Like right back to it. And I busted my ass in the gym on Saturday. So, but I mean, still,
you earned it.
The
it's such a joke, isn't it? It's just such a joke. We all battle it. It's such a crazy, but it is the way to do it.
The pre-meal drink at Iguanamia, that might be the outlier. And also the second Mai Tai, that's quite a
Carla
something
didn't
right
have
there.
A second Mai Tai. I did. Yes, sir.
Lots of dark rum.
Fantastic food. Very strange wait staff. Very,
what's the name
strange.
Of your Chinese place again? I forget.
I don't
want to
give the
it.
Name because I said a very strange way.
Oh, start. Okay. Too late for that.
We'll call it Yang Yang. Yang 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 Yang.
Oh, it's owned by Doug Track's Chinese restaurant.
Hey, welcome. Wouldn't he be a great maitre d'?
Oh, the best.
Let's get your table there. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
It would have to be a crab house.
I was going
to
say, do you have any tuna on the menu?
Tuna fish. By the way, we still occasionally try to book him on the show.
Yes.
But I think he's under the radar. And who can blame him being in this little meat grinder for as long as he has? So anyhow, it was delightful, in my opinion. And of course, the whole day Saturday prior to the sleepover was...
No appetizer at the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, two.
What did you have?
Lettuce wraps and dumplings. There you go.
Yummy.
Yeah. It was the big meal. I have to say that having a baseball tournament at 11:30 in the morning, followed by a golf tournament at 3:30 in the afternoon with my son, and kudos to the guy. We got the guy that runs the whole program for the kids junior golf program, and he was out there, and I guess he was the only one that decided it was a good idea to play when it started raining.
Oh no.
Yeah, who doesn't want to get hit by lightning? When you're having kids take 15 shots to get to a hole. I mean, it was, that's another debacle. My youth sports experience of the past 2 months has not been what I would discuss.
Diminished.
I would really say is stellar.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little bit difficult, but I keep him active. If you notice the post I put up on Facebook with him in his baseball uniform at the piano, that's our Saturday. Piano lesson, baseball tournament, not soccer tournament. God forbid. A golf tournament.
I was really hoping for a follow-up picture with him playing baseball in a tails.
Full, you mean dressed like Beethoven?
Yeah, exactly. To match
like
the other
Beethoven.
One. Exactly.
But it's nice to keep him active, and then that makes me feel less guilty when he returns to the domicile and sits in front of a screen for his weekend, which is and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I really do believe that with outdoor activities and keeping him engaged in sports and running around, that when he is in the home on the weekend, not on the weekdays, but on the weekend, playing on his little PC with his friends in a network is what we used to do when we play outside with our friends. Would that be anywhere close to accurate, do you think?
Well, the pandemic has propelled that online experience.
Right.
But it's also, it's his preferred leisure time. When we were kids, we liked to, you perhaps like to go outside, and he likes to stay inside.
You didn't?
No, I like to, on a good day, if I could bring in Channel 45 from Baltimore and say, hey, let's see what's going on up here. Oh, look at this, the Munsters. This
did
is
you have any
good.
Kids in your neighborhood that you played outside with?
Yeah, I did. When I was at home in Vienna, sure, I had friends in the neighborhood. Not so much. I'd spend most every summer at my grandfather's house, and there was the youngest person was 48. So there was lots of work. There was always work to be done, and when there wasn't working, there was TV.
So as long as you had done your chores,
exactly,
then you could do whatever you want with your free time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
What was your go-to when you would be done like plowing the North 40?
Oh, what you mean, like TV-wise?
Yeah.
Gosh,
Did you have a go-to television program?
Yeah, I was hot for years on Gilligan's Island. I love Gilligan's Island.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, and now I have them all on DVD. So in case it ever comes to me again, I can watch them, select any episode I want, and I've got it ready to go. But yeah, That's I love awesome. Gilligan's Island.
That's awesome. Well, mm-hmm. Did you guys have a even though there are. Well, Oscar's got, did you go to Olney
I did.
When you got back from South Carolina?
I want to give a little praise to my brother, who spared no expense after I shamed him publicly on the show.
Got the wine cooler.
An under-the-counter fridge that was perfect and snug with no seams.
Oh, that's upper excellent.
End, oh, upscale.
It's just gorgeous.
Oh, no expense was spared.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Yeah. I walked in, I said, oh, look at that. A little gilt. A little love, and there you go. It's right. It looked perfect. They said, now the kitchen is finished.
Oh, and does she...
It's now, been like 5 years, hasn't it?
It's been forever.
Yeah, forever. Yeah.
Is it specifically a wine cooler?
It's you could technically put sodas in there as well, but it's the nicest one I've ever seen in any Santana
household.
Do the
sodas go in it when you arrive?
Nothing is in it at the moment, which I appreciate it, because I said, hey, Mom, like... all this money for this? She goes, I still like my fridge in the garage. And I said,
well, no.
Yeah.
It's probably my brother's.
She doesn't have a filter, does she? She doesn't have
a filter. She doesn't, as my sister
Why
said.
Why is the wine fridge filled with empanadas?
As my sister said, she's turned into a child. We have to tame her.
That she just will not. That's just very, very ungrateful.
Yeah.
You know?
She's turned into a child. We have to tame her, as into. Hey, there's a saying in Spanish. It's similar to the take an inch, give you an inch, you'll take a mile.
Sure.
Right.
But it's the one with the arm, which says, te di la mano y agarraste el brazo, which is, I gave you the hand and you grabbed my arm. Same deal. So when we were kids, my mom would say that to us all the time, like, don't push it. So we have to now tame my mom to just like settle down a little bit, like relax. Like, this isn't an ATM machine. We will help when we can help.
This is a situation where, from
she's
the way you've described it,
yes.
I would venture to say that your mom and dad, and I guess it is not unusual in certain Latin families, that once the rearing of the children is completed,
yes.
Once the colleges have been paid for,
mm-hmm.
Once it's been completed, and there is payback expected.
Oh,
would
yeah.
that be accurate?
This is each one of us.
This explains the envelope.
The
Mike.
Offspring.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are a high-yield investment where there is lots of risk, Mike, and you know that, but with risk...
If comes reward.
Reward yes. in the right yeah. places. So somehow they got three blue chip stocks. And let me tell you, they are cashing in with their Fidelity, like 3 month loans, saying, hey, I know you've got a lot of net worth. Let's keep rolling. Now, somehow they have lumped me into this because I'm not there just yet. But you know, I'll do what I can. I help where I can.
So when you get in there and you see that the discussion that you had basically had a fight with your brother about,
yes.
which was ponying up the money for the high end under counter refrigerator that
yes.
can be used you know as a beverage
yes.
container
yeah.
with you know or nice bottles of wine and stuff
sexy.
And it's really yeah. good looking and stuff like that, and she utters the sentence, "I really like my refrigerator in the garage."
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is, you know, kind of the suburban way of doing things. We
sure.
have one down here.
As
Rob has one. I mean, it's what you do. You
it's
know,
it's not working as hard as it used to, but I've got one.
Right. Well, it's tough to be outside, especially in the down here. You know.
Yeah.
I think mine's going to burn out probably.
He's
soon.
Saying that he doesn't have all the beer he used to have in there.
Yeah. There's
oh,
more vacancies.
Oh, yeah,
there.
I missed
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I missed
yeah.
that. I don't like those jokes.
Used to have no vacancy. Now it has vacancy.
Don't
lots
like
of
those,
vacancy.
Yes.
Just Perrier.
We'll put you in room one. It's closest to the office.
Yeah, I get it. And we're going to get to you in a second because we know you've got a big day tomorrow.
Yes.
And I think I sense your anxiety already.
A little
today,
bit. A little bit.
I get it.
Yeah.
So when she makes a comment like that, it's really, is it just being oblivious to the work or the money that's been showered upon her with this new kitchen
in,
aura.
In full transparent, like, I don't.
And does she do more of it with you than the other two?
I'm unfortunately, I'm fine. As I told my sister, I said, I'd rather be here for this than no one be here for this, because it's comical at the end of the day. She's not, thank goodness at this moment, we're not dealing with health issues or anything crazy or another fall.
Right. Mm.
So it's just, it's somewhat, is it the word grating? Where you're sitting on the couch and I'm taking pictures to send to my brother and saying thank you, right? And then my brother's like, are you going to load it up with all of mom's favorite beverages? And I said, Mom, I'm going to get all your beverages from outside. I'm going to put them in here. She goes, I'll just leave them outside. I like them outside. So it's just grating.
I mean, it's grating, and you really You really can't go. Well, the Irish family would go off on something.
I don't.
Mom, we bought this. I mean, that's what my sister. We bought this refrigerator. You're going to use it.
Say it with a Boston accent. It'll be better.
Ma, for God's sake. What, you want to trundle all the way out there to the garage? What, to get your sodas? We bought a $10,000 under-counter refrigerator, and you want to go out and get your feet dirty in the car mung, and, what the hell's going on, Ma?
All I'm trying to do is get her some ice-chilled Inca Colas under the counter. So she can just pick them up and go.
Does she drink a non-diet version of the Inca Cola?
Oh, no.
She's a diet?
It's the diabetes cola.
Oh, yeah. The regular cola?
Yeah, the regular.
Wow.
That and Guaraná from Brazil.
What's Guaraná?
It's got guarine, it's the new trendy deal, but it's got caffeine.
Sweet, though, super sweet.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Part of the pre-diabetes family, I'm sure.
Nothing beats Guatemalan diabetes, Mike. It's the best diabetes. I got stuck with the domestic. It sucks.
Well, Yoli, I mean, you don't know how good you have.
Got a nice Whole Foods cake with some fruit. One of those fruit cakes.
Oh, you want to get her one of those?
But not her favorite one from the fancy place. No, sorry, buddy.
This was $23. I was fine with that. And then an orchid, Mike. A beautiful orchid.
She like her Mother's Day? Was she
loved
happy?
She loved it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, good. I basically didn't have any responsibilities on Mother's Day at all, because we had gone out the night before and we'd given Carla her wonderful gift, gave her a very pretty ring, and with my son went out and got a card, and everything is hunky dory. So all Sunday was for us. yeah, sure. That's we'll call it that.
The guy from Subway is selling jewelry now.
I went to the outlet stores,
of course.
Yeah. Well, they're close. What we did on Sunday was recover from the food
hangover.
And,
yeah,
I put up two little hose stands in the yard where you wrap the hose around, and then I got my as seen on TV hoses, and I now have a hose stand with 100 feet of hose that takes up about this much space. They really are they are.
Yeah, they expand as you put the water pressure in. It's fantastic.
Right?
Yeah,
you have that too.
Yeah, it's a fantastic thing.
It seemed to work quite efficiently. And then we grilled a little bit, and it was
nice.
Chill. It was very, very nice. So, does your wife observe this level of ingratitude when you're at your mom's house? Did your wife come with you?
Yes.
To see mom?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
My wife.
I think that she's excited that I have engagement with my mom, and we take care of her. She's never said anything to the contrary, and.
Does she have engagement with her mom?
Yeah, she does, but it's not.
It's longer distance.
Yeah,
right?
But they're in Arizona, and it's not the same. I feel like Shannon had to, by the time she was 18, because she had five siblings, and it was tough to do with a single.
Was she
parent.
The baby?
No. She was a single family home at that point. Their mom raised them, and then remarried
later. But where did she fall in the five? Was she the oldest?
She is in the middle. Right
in the middle. Okay, yeah. Jan Brady. Yeah.
So I think for her, she's just excited. My mom treats her like gold. She's excited to go over. It's a little more room than 888 square feet. So, you get
spread
to hang out.
Yeah.
To spread out.
We went to the local grocery store on Mother's Day to get some chicken, because we were going to grill some chicken. And I remember that in previous Mother's Days, I have been the grocery store shopper on Mother's Day. And mm-hmm. I have disdain for those people. Mm. I have disdain for those last-minute looky-loos. They all look like they're last minute people. They all look like they are in the car on the way to their mother's house and buying a grocery store flour to take with her. And I'll tell you, the Publix grocery store chain, which, by the way, guys, no disrespect to anybody around the country, Florida's got a lot of crap. Okay, we got a lot of felons. We got a lot of bad people.
A lot of bad actors. Yeah,
but our grocery stores. Our Publix grocery stores down here are the gold standard. They are the bomb. They are perfect. They anticipate what people want, and they do a great job. Well, they anticipated Mother's Day. You go in, and the whole front of the store is shining with balloons and flowers and all this. And you've got all the people that are like, you know, it's like, you know,
they turn around. Well, it's no different than up here. On Saturday, I had to take Robert to carry a card. And we got to Giant, and I said, it's that aisle. I'll see you later. I'm not going to go down and fight it. And
did you suggest that he get a card, or did he suggest it?
He asked if he could get a ride to Giant, because we were going to Giant to do some shopping. He said, I'll give Mom a card while I'm there. But you're right, Mike. I was behind people that had the $24.99 mini bouquets with the flowers and the huge balloon and all that stuff. And it is. They cater to the idiot is what they're ready for.
So, but they're ready for it. In our grocery store chain, they do a fantastico job, and I'm really, really happy with it. And we now, and we have for about the last year and a half, 2 years, we grocery shop per meal. We grocery shop per meal. We decided a long time ago that loading up the refrigerator with, you know, outside of staples and stuff like that, that stuff you're going to recur, you buy your meal. You go down, it's like going to the market, and it's fresher,
and
it's a better way to do it.
And then you're not overbuying, right?
You're not overbuying, and you don't waste. And,
yeah, because it's really easy to throw away, especially produce. Produce will turn on you in a second. And so you have it, and you got it fresh. Mm-hmm. It was a very romantic Mother's Day here, because, you know, who says that after 25 years of marriage, you can't still have romance, when I hit it out of the park when I got Carrie a Sonicare toothbrush.
Ooh.
And she was delighted with it.
Nothing says sex more than a Sonicare toothbrush.
Exactly. And Robert got her some geraniums, which were great. And I cooked dinner, and it was great.
At the aforementioned grocery store, did he get the geraniums?
No. At the Cost Company, we had geraniums, which was funny because we both played it like rubes. We showed up with one potted geranium, and the lady chewing gum says, "These come in 8 packs. You need to get 7 more.
8 packs of geraniums?
Yeah, like 4-inch, 5-inch pots. So I said, okay, can I just pay and we'll pick it up as we go? But Carrie was delighted because that gives her 4 pots to plant out back, 4 plants to plant out front. And so between that and the dinner and the card, she was, and Julia gave her a lengthy, lengthy FaceTime call yesterday morning. And my mom was happy because I went over and hooked up her new computer and brought her 2 bottles of wine. And so she carried the dog food down to the basement. So it was a perfect Mother's Day all around. I got her a plant as well. So did okay.
So you had a good day.
Yeah. Both Saturday I spent with my mom, Sunday with Carrie, who got in a great Mother's Day nap.
So now we go to tomorrow, which is the day.
Right.
D-Day for you. Do you know what to anticipate regarding your liver tomorrow?
I don't. I am still cautiously optimistic because the scores look good, but I mean, this is the guy. This is the guy that's going to look over all the results.
You don't know what's aren't they doing some kind of test or something like that?
They're going to look to determine if a test is needed and then either do the test or schedule the test.
May I I'm just going to guess. The test is needed, right? So you're prepared.
I am prepared for that. Yeah. Although
have you shaved your belly?
Every day.
Right,
because that was why I ran a little late today. There's so much surface area.
Yeah, because they're going to do the sonogram.
Yeah, and
Bring your own jelly against the grain.
When a golfer, Oscar, at a major championship, when a golfer hits his ball into the rough, they grow that grass to be like 4 or 5 inches. So
yeah,
when they put the goo on Rob's tummy, That's, you know, that's literally going to be like, you know, like cat sheddings with that.
Well, no, it is, and this happened when I got my ultrasound. They took out the tube, and they squirted it, and they turned back and says, I know I put some on you. Where did it go?
In the forest. So I remember way back when you were freaked out about this visit.
Yeah.
Where you're going to talk to this guy. You're going to get the scan first.
Right.
Right?
If necessary, yeah. And I think it probably will be necessary.
Okay.
Why do you keep saying if?
Because this is what I talked to my doctor about. He said, your scores have changed in such a way that he might not require it. But it depends on the doctor. And again.
Is this Kevin?
Kevin said
I have a word with Kevin, man.
Well, he's open for alt. I'll give you his cell phone.
Last name McMillan.
Let's be a little proactive.
Dr. E.F. Yeah, his name is Dr. E.F. McMillan. EF stands for everything's fine.
But I am.
You don't need to check your oil. It looks fine.
Yeah, I got a service engine light on, but that's it. And I mean, but it's been on forever, so I don't have any problems with it.
15 years.
I'm open for everything that this doctor has to say, and we will see what happens. But again, this is the first time I've talked to a liver specialist.
Yeah. What time are you going?
Tomorrow. The appointment is at 10.
Right around the corner here, right?
Yeah, it's at Georgetown. Yeah. Which is fun. That's where I was born, at Georgetown Hospital.
I thought you were going to George Washington.
No, Georgetown. Georgetown. Yeah, exactly. I might have misspoke in the past.
Another good one. So prior to this, you were kind of freaked by this experience. What's your state of mind now?
Now eager to find out what he has to say, perhaps even more eager to be done with it. But the most pressing issue with me right now, and I've told you guys this all along, is that up until now,
I sound tired today, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm more tired than you've sounded in 2 weeks. And I'm just saying that because I listen to you every day, and that's how I judge it. You got that tongue laying on the bottom of your mouth.
I went to the hospital the day before St. Patrick's Day. And since that day, I've not known anything specific about how to handle this angle of this problem, the whole liver thing. I mean, I know to stop drinking. Okay, I can do that. I know to correct my diet. Okay, I can do that. I know to vary my medication so my liver isn't taxed. I can do that. But I don't know about damage or cirrhosis, which is technically scarring of the liver, liver function. I need to find all that out before I know really how we can proceed. So I'm most eager to find out where we're at. I was very happy when I left the hospital and saw a doctor, and he said, this is what you need to do for your diabetes and for your scores and all that. It's great. If you have a plan, you know what you're up against. And this is the first time I'm going to find out this final facet of the plan. So this is, I'm eager, but I really want to know what's going on.
I hesitate to ask this question, but you do sound tired, like you had a weekend. And I have to, look, Oscar and I, believe it or not, hang on your, words every day as far as how you're doing and watching, and you look good. I wonder, will there be an assessment where they'll say, in order to do this, you have to do this in order to, you don't know what's going to be said about, as far as the condition of the liver, how it has to be treated, how long, it will last in the condition that is it, that kind of, that's heavy. That's heavy duty stuff.
That is heavy duty stuff. And that's why as Mr. Corleone always insists on hearing bad news right away, even if it is a bad situation, there's going to be a plan to correct it or fight it. So I just need to get in there and find out where we're at.
And technically, from everything I've heard or gleaned, you're doing everything you need to do.
Pretty much textbook.
So if anything, you're going to the liver specialist is going to say, okay, well, this man is serious about changing his life.
Yeah.
And you're not in this state of like, oh, maybe I'll do something or maybe I won't. What you've done in the last 6 weeks has been anything short of a miracle.
Well, I mean, it was just a total reset of everything.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping for some positive news, but news of any sort will ease my mind a little bit. I mean,
all right.
Last night I was laying in bed and I had a million scenarios running through my head because, also remember when I was first diagnosed and we were all rightfully so upset that I couldn't get an appointment for 7 weeks or 6 weeks to have this looked at. We were all really pissed, and May 10th seemed a million years away. Well, now it's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so it's come up on me, and I'm very eager to find out what this guy has to say.
Who are you going with?
The name I have written down.
No, who are you going with in your family?
Oh, Carrie's going to take
it. Okay.
We'll drive together, yeah. And I got the robot call yesterday about, make sure you use the Reservoir Road entrance. We have valet parking and all this. And it talks way too fast. And I got most of it written down. So we'll go there. I was a little bothered by the fact it says, you'll be going to the transplant center. I said, okay, just visiting though, right?
Well, oh, you poor guy. Jesus. We're going to be saying prayers for you. Oh,
it's
that,
like when you
I wish you
corner,
hadn't said that to me, for Christ's sake.
When you hit that corner, when you hit that corner of Monopoly, you're not in jail. You're just visiting. So that's what I'm hoping at the transplant center.
Oh, God love you, Rob. We're thinking about you.
I will text you as soon as I have some news tomorrow. I promise, guys. Okay?
We're here for you, man.
I'm just the same way. I'm worse than you. I'll be thinking about that, what you just said, all night. Anyway, that's it. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the homepage. Oh, God. He got me, everybody.
Did you hear what happened on the latest bonus show?
Get ready, America, to play the new comedy game show, Yes or No.
Coffee and let's be on our way. People have things to do.
I love you, Michael. Six kids said I love you, Dad.
My colleague said you have lovely pants.
Mike, okay. He's going to put the unit in his pants.
Hey, you cannot use a Wi-Fi unless you buy an espresso.
The TMOS bonus show gives you that fifth hour of hilarity you need to have a balanced diet. And it's recommended by 5 out of 6 chimney sweeps. Get in on the fun and get a subscription today by clicking that bonus show banner at MikeOmaraShow.com.
This really looks like the Blair Witch Project.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sunday. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or
pet spots?
We'll talk about pets later in the show. Sunday can help you solve all these problems and more. They can do it the easy way. They've got everything you need, from fertilizer to seeds to weed control. I'm sorry, I did that on purpose. And it's all delivered right to your daughter. My lawn is high. I used to dread taking the time and the effort to fertilize my lawn, but now I look forward to it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy. I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. Just go to getsunday.com. You put in your address, and their lawn analysis tool does the rest. It's that easy. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan for your lawn. It's delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about. They use things like seaweed, iron, molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know it's easy. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plan starting at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on just a second. I got to do this with my screen. Thank you very much. And there we go. Just days after being attacked on stage, Dave Chappelle did a secret show at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles Thursday night, and he was joined on stage by Chris Rock. Dave told Chris, quote, "At least you got smacked by someone of repute." I got smacked by a homeless guy with leaves in his hair.
Oh, no.
Rock replied, quote, "I got smacked by the softest N-word that ever rapped." So Chris is pissed.
Yeah.
I don't think Will Smith ever reached out to Chris Rock. Ever.
You know, I guess you're right. There was a lot of stuff said, but none to him.
Rock replied, "Yeah, I got smacked by this." They called him the softest rapper that ever rapped. Dave also said he convinced security to let him confront his attacker, 23-year-old Isaiah Lee. He said the guy appeared to be mentally ill. When Dave asked Lee why he attacked him, he said his grandmother had been forced out of her Brooklyn neighborhood by gentrification, and he wanted to call attention to that. I think the guy ain't quite right. I think that's scary. What the deal was.
His plan with that did not work.
It did not work at all. Ukraine had several high-profile visitors this weekend. First Lady Jill Biden met with Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met with President Zelensky. And half of U2 showed up in a subway station in Kyiv. Bono and The Edge performed with a Ukrainian singer named Taras Topolia. And all of this follows a recent visit by Angelina Jolie. So people are trying to still keep Ukraine in mind. I think with the this being Victory Day, God, in I want to say the Soviet Union, yeah. Makes me want to feel that way. By the way, Oscar, I know you're a routine 60 Minutes viewer. That Bolshoi ballerina, not only was she just a stunningly beautiful woman.
Last night, 60 Minutes,
What a level of courage.
To walk off.
I mean, really, it's amazing. When we lived through, I more than you guys lived through the Cold War experience, and we were done back with Gorbachev and all of that. And now it's just the same old crap.
Also, some fascinating insight into the Trump administration and the machinations of craziness that was.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Can't we just shoot them in the leg or something?
Mike, I actually
talking
have
about protesters after the George Floyd thing.
I have a tape of Bono and the Edge performing in Kyiv yesterday with this singer. It was actually at a subway station.
In Kyiv.
Almost like a busker. So, Pony, if we could lose that music for a sec. Stand by Ukraine instead of Stand by Me.
All right.
And that's that.
Probably might have sounded better if it was, if you were at the station. But you wouldn't want to be there because you'd be in Ukraine. What am I talking about? An 80-1 long shot named Rich Strike won the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. 80-1.
It was amazing.
Mike, for those who don't gamble, what does this mean?
It was the second biggest upset on Derby history. You lay down a dollar on that horse, and you would have taken home $163.60.
Just to win. Bet. $2
bet. A $2 bet would have paid you $163.60. Mm-hmm. So only Donerail in 1913 had a higher payout, $184.90. If it was 1913, that was probably all mobbed up.
Yeah.
Controlled
by isn't it fascinating, though? You go from a year last year where the Derby winner is in question. Because of the cheating scandal.
Right.
And then you go to a year where like, okay, nobody can cheat this year because we got busted last year. And then a rando wins.
That is a really interesting observation.
Right?
Because I think about that term of an 80-1.
And you know the horse wasn't even in the lineup until Friday.
They had Pony or Rob, while I'm doing this, look up maybe Exacta payouts, because you know there have to be Exacta payouts.
The second horse was 4-1, I think.
Okay, but I mean, if you got the Exacta or the Trifecta.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Rich Strike wasn't even in the Derby until Friday when another horse, I love the name of this horse, Ethereal Road, dropped out. And so last minute addition and bingo bango. Last minute addition. Well, maybe I do smell a rat after. Sugary cereal is not great for you, but I didn't realize that it was
Mike,
this dangerous. Yes.
Forgive the interruption. A $2 Exacta, a $2 bet.
Right.
Paid $4,101.20. $2. The trifecta, or as Big Daddy used to call it, the Trizacta, a $1 trifecta paid $14,870.70. And the Superfecta, which I think is all four horses?
All four horses, I think. In random order, maybe, right, Rob?
Well, if you box it, you can do that.
If you box it, right.
Yeah, but $1 Superfecta straight bet. If you bet $1, you got $321,500.10.
Jesus Christ.
I don't think anybody did that.
No.
So speaking of sugary cereal, a college student in Australia named Harry Long. Hello, Mike. I'm Harry Long. He's in the news after writing a story for the Guardian newspaper about how cereal once punctured his lung. It happened when he was 16. He doesn't like cereal with milk because it makes it too soggy, mate. He always eats it dry. It was a brand called Honey Stars.
Hey, Mom, where are me honey stars? Yes, sirree, Mike.
Are they honey stars or throwing stars?
Honey stars. They look like honeycombs, but star-shaped. It turned out he was eating too fast. Eating too fast, and he inhaled a piece. Mm. But he didn't realize he'd done that. He had severe pain for 30 minutes, but then it went away once his lung fully collapsed. He didn't find out that happened until his dad got an ear infection a week later and took him along to the ER. He told a doctor that he'd been having trouble breathing, mate, and they figured out what happened. He was in the hospital for 5 days, but says it hasn't scared him away from cereal at all, and he doesn't put milk on it still to this day. Where me honey stars, mate? I can't breathe.
Have you seen the new cereal that you're supposed to serve with orange juice on it instead of milk?
We had that on the on one of the days you were recuperating.
Oh, forgive me.
Yes, we did. Tropicana cereal. That's what it is.
Looks like crap.
It does. We've heard how some older folk took early retirement to avoid risking their lives during the pandemic. Well, now I've been reading a lot about this because I find it fascinating, although it's not for me. Those people are flocking to cruise ships. And not for a vacation, but to live at sea.
Ooh.
I read a long article about this over the weekend. There's a trend of people making cruise ships their retirement home by stringing together back-to-back voyages and long ones. They like the elaborate world cruises on grand cruises, which can last well over 100 days. It makes sense. Cruises can offer older Americans an easy, all-inclusive living environment with organized events, a community of like-minded travelers, and a decent level of medical care. If you hop from cruise to cruise, you can rack up discounts that can get the prices below $100 a day.
And Mike, burial has never been easier.
It's just throw you off the railing, mate.
We have a 2 o'clock splash if you want to gather on the Lido deck.
You know,
Mr. Henderson will be leaving us. Yes.
Come on up and see that scene from Mutiny on the Bounty. Most cruises have reliable internet these days, so you can even pull that off in semi-retirement. That said, you know, that's amazing. I wonder if they have, like, if the Wi-Fi was good.
It's probably cheaper than most buying a place, living there.
Yeah.
I'd love to price that out. Wow.
They had great Wi-Fi on the Disney cruise, but they shut it down when you're at sea. So the only thing you can access is your daily activities.
Really? On the Disney cruise, they shut off Wi-Fi?
Yes. No, you could purchase Wi-Fi at cruise.
It was shut down on the Disney cruise.
I am both. Anticipatory, strange. And there is a feeling of dread that in less than a month I will be in that park for a solid week.
They're going to have a great time.
It's going to be great. The weather's going to be cool and breezy.
Just your son being happy, you get into that. Like
no crowds.
His eyes are going to be like saucers.
Oscar, you know what I never realized? How much press and negative press Disney gets on a weekly basis. Yeah. I'm getting it all now.
Because they're winners.
Because of the feed. You're probably right.
Yeah, people want to hate on them.
Do you get on your Facebook feed, if you click on it once, you'll get it for the rest of your life, Behind the Magic?
Oh, that...
That they loved.
So nasty.
Yeah.
You know? It's like one of our Team West fan clubs.
All right, this morning, you know, because they've come out in support of gay rights at Disney. That's the whole dispute with Governor DeSantis.
Yeah.
Nazis protesting out in front of Disney and saying horrible things about... you know, alternate lifestyles. Lovely that they're down there.
But
too,
the Nazis Orlando. Also were saying, "Bring Walt back." I don't know what that's all about.
there's another trend when it comes to these older people. Some of those early retirees are now unretiring. There are several factors, including rising inflation, decreasing COVID-19 concerns, and a thriving job market that offers them their pick of jobs, not to mention better pay and other perks. I have golfed with multiple people who have jumped back in, jumped back out, jumped back in again. It happens down here all the time. And now a little something-something for you boys. A California couple returned home after a trip to find the inside of their home had been taken over by hundreds of birds!
Birds!
Gary and Patty Reitmeier said they returned to their Redding, California home after a trip to our favorite city, Sacramento, and they discovered hundreds of swallows.
Mike, is Redding to Sacramento sort of a lateral move, isn't it?
Not exactly a stretch. hundreds of swallows had apparently flown into the house through the chimney. The Reitmeyers said a neighbor who stopped by their home to feed their cat about 14 hours before they arrived home reported there appeared to be about 20 birds in the house. Oh, neighbor, you left out a bunch of birds. There were hundreds of them. The couple said this was the first incident of its kind in their 30 years living in the home. They hired workers with ServPro to clear out the home, but they said they will have to stay with their daughter in Sacramento for a while. Here's the quote. You can't get all that bird stuff out of the furniture. That's Gary Reitmeyer. So all the furniture's gone. All of the carpet is gone. The blinds are gone. Everything gone. State Farm will not be paying their claim because their policy has an exclusion, you guessed it, for birds.
No way! God.
Which is worse, the poop on the sofa or the poop in the policy that State Farm gave them? God almighty. Yeah, sorry. Nothing we can do.
Mike, there I don't buy is. That story because I'm pretty sure that birds aren't real.
Birds are fake. They're fake birds. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Bird poop does not come out of a corduroy sofa. You
learned that. Not covered, sir. How's your balance?
Yeah, you're kind of slow getting up from the bed. Yeah.
Rob.
And here is my walker.
This is the deluxe folding walker.
You're going to want to put tennis balls on it. Yeah.
Don't settle for just any mobility device. Step up to the Cadillac of Home Assist Age.
From Speewack Industries, it's the new Dude Walker.
God damn it.
Shut in no more. Perfect for the convalescent that's hobbled, handicapped, or hampered.
Yes, the Dude Walker combines style and sophistication with solid support and stability.
I'm the dude.
You can get the new Dude Walker along with accessories like catheters and tennis balls from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the link and you'll be mobile in no time.
I'm walking here!
The new Dude Walker. Walk on!
Caution, some items may have shifted during flight.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. However you celebrate the season, spring is the perfect time. Perfect. Let me start this commercial again, please. Hold on just a second. Let me touch the button. However you celebrate the season, spring... Oh, let me try that again. I think I need a dialect.
Say Italian.
What?
Italian is my request.
Don't interrupt me. I'm trying to get the spot right.
All
right. Christ's sake.
All right.
However you celebrate the season, spring is the perfect time for kids to explore the world around them. So, why not nurture that natural curiosity? KiwiCo delivers monthly science and art projects that inspire lifelong learning for kids of all ages. Help your kid discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, science of cooking, geography and customs from new cultures, and brand new art techniques, all through seriously fun hands-on projects. Michael loves his crates, he does, from KiwiCo. I'm not kidding now. Michael loves them, and I love watching him stay busy and challenged while having a blast with super cool hands-on projects delivered to our door, too. Sometimes he even lets me help because I love it. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to help your child stay busy and challenge. KiwiCo to the rescue. Plus, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, and you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is truly great. Step into spring and celebrate the season of discovery with a KiwiCo subscription. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMO. Yes. At nice. KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. I'm hesitant to say what I'm going to say here because...
We love you too, Mike.
I've already read a lot about it, and I know it's potentially a big problem. I believe after this morning's walk of the dog, which was Carla's responsibility, but because she had an early face wash, I took it on. I walked Winslow. I believe there is a chance that Winslow may have eaten a corn cob.
Ooh.
And I know this is very dangerous for dogs.
I'm sorry.
I am keeping an eye on him. I picked up the poo, and it was hard, and it was part of a corn cob. I am monitoring him right now. They say the first thing to do is take him to a vet. I think he's going to be okay, and it will pass.
But did you have corn on the cob recently?
The answer to that question, Mr. Spiewak, is we did. We had corn on the cob, and it was lovely. I had one ear. That's what you get on my little program.
White corn? And,
yellow corn.
Yes, golden. Golden, okay. Perhaps gold.
It was. I didn't know until I got online that it's a bit of a problem.
I don't know anything about this corn on the cob.
I've never seen it because for years growing up around the garden, dogs would eat ears of corn, but they'd just eat the corn.
And for Christ's sake, keep them out of the garden.
But not the cob. They would leave the cob and just eat the corn.
Well, I don't know what he ate. All I know is I know that. I took my evening meal in front of the TV.
I'll take my evening meal in front of the television, please.
It was just the three of us. I had cleaned the grill earlier in the day. Carla boiled the corn. It was it was very yummy. Mm. And I know that I put my plate on the my paper plate, by the way. Yeah, you want to. You
Chinettes?
It's like if I've never seen such a disparity between classy Mike at a country club to trashy right. Mike at home.
Exactly.
We were trashy Mike.
It's now, like, were they Chinettes?
We'd already done the dishes. No.
Like upper end?
No.
Oh, no.
No, they were. If you put enough food on them, they'd fold right up and collapse.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah,
they were.
Yeah. From the solo company, Oscar.
So I don't know, but... you know, you don't expect when you do an internet search to get doom and gloom like right out of the gate, and it's like immediately call a vet with that. And
depending
I have to
on the
call
size
Carla.
Of dog, you know, and
yeah, I suppose
it's not like Frankie took it down.
No, Frankie didn't take it down.
No.
I don't think.
Well, Frankie ate one of those things from Chinese food, one of the little corns.
But he ate it with his two paws, and he took the kernels.
Yeah,
off.
Exactly.
Like Dumb and Dumber. Isn't that where he does it, right?
Yeah.
Or is
yeah,
it Big? Is. No, it's Big. It's Tom Hanks in Big.
Oh, with the little
when he takes
right,
the
right,
baby
right.
corn.
Yeah.
So I got to call Carla. She's going to love this call afterwards. You know, and I think we keep an eye on him, and I'm going to walk him again afterwards. He seems fine. He's doing what he does every day. He did poop some of it out. I don't
how
know
much?
How much cob. Maybe about that.
Yeah.
You know.
And did it was he yowl? The extra, was there discomfort?
No. No, but apparently there are two things at play with a cob. And listen, I know I'm on it. I don't need anybody's help. And I don't need the horror story of, you know, we had a terrier that ate a...
Mm-hmm.
The thing I read is that not only are they, you know, sharp, that they are also absorbent.
Yes.
So that's a problem, too. They're actually used, chewed up for absorbency for industrial spills.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't
corn
realize
cobs.
That.
I didn't. Mm-hmm. Nope. I did. You think I did? But first of all, I didn't think he got it. But then again, Carla didn't pick it up. I didn't pick it up. It's gone. And, you know, and he was in super idiot yesterday.
Did you ask Michael if he ate the corn cob?
No. I think Michael said Michael's too busy whining. Yeah, these last 18 days.
Oh, dear.
Mondays suck in our house. I don't want to go. He's hated second grade almost every day of it. He has truly hated it. So we'll see. I'm on it. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the right thing, and I will monitor the dog, and if need be, take him to the vet.
But he's not acting different in a different manner,
no.
right? He's
just no, and
living
he
his life.
He went to the he went potty.
Yeah.
So you know that's okay. But
I think you're going to be okay. This isn't like the snake that's just not eating for 4 weeks, right?
Snake
right.
is rocking.
Back in
Snakes,
business.
Oh, he's had his second mouse.
I love it.
Thursday he had
love
his second mouse.
It.
He's rocking. He's got the shiny coat. Yeah. Not coat. That's a dog.
Beautiful, luxurious coat.
You got a furry snake, huh?
He's got the shiny skin. He was around my neck over the weekend. Jake is rocking. Jake is active, looking good. He's got a habit. I have a paper towel floor for him. I don't have, ever since he got the mites, I don't have the little thing for him. The
so
grass.
I can't have nice things,
down.
Yeah.
So
he can earn the grass.
He's taken to hiding under the paper towels, which I don't like. I just don't like it. I'd rather see him hide in his hide that we have for him.
Do you think there's any way you could look at like a Nest Cam and you would see the snake saying, eat the corn cob. It's delicious.
Like he's an evil presence.
Yeah, exactly.
Motivating the dog to do bad things.
Exactly. Like in the town, like a Garden of Eden.
So it's just when you do that, and this is why the internet is such a scary place. When you get any kind of malady, whether it's for yourself or a pet, and you dive in and you expect to be, oh, don't worry, everything. And then you get the red signal right away from four different websites. Thank you, Good Housekeeping. You know, call your vet immediately. Yeah, okay. You know,
you mean you had to go worst case scenario. You had to go on the internet to get Good Housekeeping. When did you cancel your subscription?
No, the dark end of this is surgery.
Oh.
Where they have to get in there and cut it out of him, you know. Look at Oscar shaking.
You gotta hope. I'm coming.
Maybe
from
I'll see you at Georgetown tomorrow.
I'm coming from a Latin household when we had the Weimar Runner and the Black Lab, and they were garbage disposals. My mom would feed him things that were not on the menu in any human or dog recipe or book or restaurant. It just we'd come home and be like, they ate that. She goes, yeah, it's no big deal. And then
the greatest of all time. My Aunt Jean, God rest her soul, chasing someone's golden retriever. I don't know whose it was. One of the, you know, seven kids had a golden retriever that ate pantyhose.
Yeah.
And Aunt Jean was in the backyard stepping on the pantyhose that were hanging out of the dog's ass. That was a special moment. That was a special moment
my
in time.
My God.
I love that. So that's it. Just a little morning.
She screamed at the dog. You know, in the war, we couldn't even get these.
Yeah. Well, no, they came. It finally, she stepped on it, and the whole thing pulled right out of the dog's butt, and it was right into the wash. And she wore them. She wore them that night for dinner. It was. It was truly special. It was. It was wonderful. Oscar flew back. Oscar flew back from the South, Charleston, yes. South Carolina, and. I can't wait to hear about the guys he was eavesdropping on.
Yes.
And the airport lounge. We're going to do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscars coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the Bonus Package today. I promise you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't
Dan O'Brien.
There we go. Thank you, Dan. Hey, I'm not a monster. I'm really not. I know that on certain shows recently, I may have told stories that make you feel that way, but there are certain things that I am very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine. I know what I like, and everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's. I use them all every morning. Razor face wash, body wash, the best shave gel I have ever put on my face, and blades that stay sharp so long, I swear you won't know when to change them. That's just a fact. And how about
look at this shining dome, Mike.
Did you shave your head this morning?
This got kissed by Harry's this morning, and the Death Star is looking good. Yeah.
Look at that. There's a metal infrastructure behind that skin. First time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. So glad they're advertising on our show because we love them so much. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, a travel cover to protect your blades on the go, a $13 value all for $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original Harry's handle. It feels so good in your hand. You can't wait to shave again. Again, I am not a monster. I just have impeccable taste, and I love Harry's. Remember, new look, same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com. I get excited when I talk about Harry's.
Well, it's good stuff.
That's harrys.com/TMOS. Oscar's been traveling. He'll be traveling down here Friday, right?
Friday.
You're coming into town on Friday. Got to call the cable company and move the modem for
cable
your arrival.
Man.
Going to see if I can zero him into a Saturday time to get that move so that I can get the... Well, we'll figure out scheduling later. Anywho, Oscar came back. Did you end up and making it out of Dodge on...
We made it to the airport, which was great. So just for some background, we originally set up the set with the return at 7 p.m. in case there had to be any pickups or reshoots in the morning.
Right.
For that Friday from the Thursday production. So it was a safety booking where you're like, okay, if we have to stay or something changes or it rains, that's your day. And for me, I figured we were going to do the show at 9 or 3, so 7 p.m. was perfect for us because I could get to the airport. So when we realized we were doing the show at 9, the team was like, well, we can actually possibly make the 11:45 and just get back and go back to the office and just, you know, head home. We'll be home.
Wow, and so you had a error-free shoot, no need for retakes or anything, rain. That's great.
And then
great.
We did a 9 a.m. show, so it all lined up. I initially had told the team that they could go without me, and I'll just go at 7 p.m. Because I have a broadcast. And then since the show moved to 9 a.m. the day before, I think, Mike, we talked, that it just all worked out. We get to the airport. What I like about if you've ever been to a large airport or a small airport somehow, and I know it's silly to say, it's such a better experience than a large airport.
Infinitely better. I live at a small airport, relatively.
You've got a great airport where you live.
Well, they're working on making it a behemoth. There's construction, I believe, already on the second runway. They're gonna double the size of the airport down here.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it's great. A small airport's wonderful.
We get there. We get on the standby list earlier in the day for the 11:45. Unfortunately, 11:45 didn't work out because it was a packed flight to D.C. Not shocking.
That's unusual that the flights are packed going to the nation's capital.
Yes.
And then what I had seen is that there was an airport lounge and for business, so you could actually work. And we all were doing work. So I took our team of three, got into the airport lounge and set up. And for me, you know, I've only... Think about it. This is the first time I've traveled in some time in four years for business.
Right.
Because we had the pandemic.
Now you're going to have two back-to-back.
Yeah.
Back-to-back.
And.
Yeah, but the Florida trip will be monkey business.
And.
We're going to squeeze in some FUD.
If you've ever been in airport lounges, I have not been in many. The people you get there are either business travelers or the ultra wealthy. Because they're paying a premium to be in a higher level of comfort and away from the great unwashed. And an airport lounge has food that's included in the fee. It's got, you know, drinks. It's got
waters. How did you pull the airport lounge?
Well, I knew with our corporate American Express that you got access to the airport lounge as part of the purchase. Right. So.
And you could bring the guests with you? That's pretty cool.
You pay a fee for the guests, but per card, you can get enough people in there without a you know.
Did they let Rofo in?
Rofo was not there, but so
actually the amazing thing, Rofo did not make the trip, but he was in the business lounge.
So
go figure.
What I mentioned to Mike before the show.
I just want a ginger ale and a Snickers.
Is that
we're out of cookies?
You get to sit there and you get to overhear people doing like working business. So as soon as I sat down, and the rest of the team puts their headphones on as you would and starts working, I hear, because of the nature of what we do for a living, Mike, I hear a conversation that this gentleman is on a recruiting call for somebody to come join his hedge fund. And he's talking about what portfolios the business has. Not in great detail that, you know, you're compromising your business, but enough to understand that if you've got a $1 billion fund you've just created in the last 2 years, you're doing pretty well.
Is he throwing numbers out like that?
Yes. $800 million, we'll reach $1 billion by the end of the year, yada, yada, yada.
Douche nozzle.
Oh, my God. And then his colleague, a woman, sits down next to him with a drink, and she's probably already had four or five of these already.
Because,
midday, this is noon, and who am I to judge, Mike?
On a Friday.
Yes. Where she's already hammered.
Yeah.
And... he gets off his call, and CNN is to the right of us on a screen, like airport lounges have screens. And he's like, "Oh, like who put this on?" Like he was upset that CNN was on to the right of them. And she says, "Oh yeah, I'll have him change it to Fox right away. I'm so sorry, because you could tell that."
Oh, of course,
God, are you kidding me?
I'm not making this up.
Oh,
so that's when my ears perk up, and. He says, no, it's good for us to be exposed to this side of the news so we know what the other side is saying.
Welcome to Welcome to Charleston, South Carolina.
Who put on this CNN fake news?
Was he in business attire or was he?
Yeah, full business attire.
Okay. All right.
Seersucker suit.
And the glee. And then she says, well, no, she goes, I'm going to have him change the channel because I'm just tired of being silent about this. We've been silent for too long. And she's slurring this whole thing and being very loud.
Oh, dear.
And
so this is like a full-fledged political discussion.
Yes,
she's having.
Not mindful of any or aware of anybody around them.
We've been silent for too long. I'm going to say something about television. Channel 202 DirecTV. No, sir.
Is it loud enough for more people than you to hear?
Yes. And I was like, okay, this is strange.
Did this woman strike you as his colleague or perhaps the spouse?
Colleague. Because they started talking about vacations of going to Turks and Caicos for a weekend and like blah, 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 blah.
Was
like
she maybe an assistant if she took it on herself to change the channel to please him?
No,
underling?
Definitely an underling, but not an assistant.
Okay.
Someone, a power broker of her own. And then this is what, and Mike, maybe I'm looking for something. Maybe I'm the lib. But it bothered me so much that I was like, oh, not good people. When she started saying, I wonder where he's from. And I was like, who's he? And he's like, so her business partner says, who are you talking about? You keep on saying, I wonder where he's from. And she said, she goes to your left around the corner of your, over your shoulder. And it wasn't me because this is the other side of the room.
Right.
And she was looking at an African-American gentleman with, because she said matching belt, matching shoes, matching hat. And it was just, it was more like it almost felt racist. Like, why does that offend? Like, she said, you know, like, why is everything matching on that guy? Like, it was like she was concerned, like upset that
it was racist.
It's racist,
of
right?
Course it
of
is.
Course it was racist. Yes, of course it was racist.
So it's like what type of governor in this world, like interpersonal governor, allows you to make those statements? And maybe it's five martinis in our airport lounge. Who
hey,
knows?
Hey, I wonder he's from.
Can I get the celebrity she most resembles?
Bergen. Yeah, Bergen.
Candace Bergen.
Bergen.
So she wasn't unattractive.
No, but still.
But older.
Older, yeah. Just strange.
She gets a yes, Mike.
And I just, it was so
where
off.
Where is he from, dressed like that?
Yes. Yeah,
thank you.
No, but not even
thank
with
you.
The twang. Look, this okay. is, these are, they, I couldn't even tell you where they're from.
Captain
Zero.
It's everywhere. So
yes. It is racist, though, right?
Did you do the right thing and accidentally spill a drink on her?
No. Okay. What I
look what I've done with my with my Brandy Alexander.
No.
So sorry about that.
I shouldn't have had a quart of tomato juice.
what I did, Mike, is I look over, I stare at both of them, and then they look at me quietly and they realize, "Oh, we're having an inappropriate conversation in front of a minority."
Did they track with it?
Oh,
did they track with it?
I mean, I figured out what am I going to lose, right?
Right.
Like, there's nothing you can lose. Either they say, continue talking, or they shut down like little clams when they realize they've misstepped. Yeah.
Did anybody in your crew pick up on it, the conversation
as well?
No,
they all had headphones on, so.
This is your moment. But they shut up?
They shut up.
Well, that's good.
Kudos.
Did the channel get changed?
Oh, the channel was not changed after that. They didn't
this
get
is
that
a far. Victory all around.
Fantastic.
But it's so, in what green's earth do you think this is appropriate of a conversation?
Now,
oh, it's
the world we live in. It's
right?
The world we live in right
now.
It is. Stuff I hear would curl your hair, you know? I'll bring you down there. This weekend, I'll introduce you to some of them.
Yeah.
You'll get a chance to meet them. Yeah, fascinating.
Oh, really. They're going to love Oscar.
Sociological study. Yeah, it's going to be like that.
Change the channel.
Burp. We'll take a break.
When someone says, you know them, and I'm like, who's them, sir?
That's right.
Them, they, you know? You should have given her the dice. I would have given her the dice play, you know?
Hey, shut up, Bates.
Pittsburgh has a favorite burger, and now the Steel City has a favorite chip. Introducing Amato Chips.
Yes, run by the famous Amato family.
We use only the freshest potatoes, straight from Countersport, Pennsylvania's Potato City.
The best thing to happen to the potato chip since the deep fryer.
It has an unmistakable crunch that keeps you coming back for more. And it's the perfect companion to an Amato burger that you can top with
Pittsburgh sauce. Charred on the outside, tender on the inside.
And where can you find Jim Chips?
You can find it at Walmart, Target.
Buy a bag or a dozen by clicking the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
If it says Amato, you know it's fresh.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Have you seen something new and unfamiliar zipping around Washington, D.C., people? Fear not. It's just Oscar Santana on his brand new electric e-bike.
Yes.
Oscar, he loves it. The electric e-bike mission is simple. Make e-bikes. Let me rewind that again. I'm sorry I've had to do this a couple of times on the show today.
It's a capstan, I think.
Make e-bikes accessible for everyone. That's their mission. It's surprisingly affordable, starting at $799. That's way less than the competition. Adjustable, customizable, so they're comfortable even for people who don't normally ride bikes. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and they come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time, and you can cover up to 45 miles at up to 28 miles per hour on just a 4 to 6 hour charge. And it's great not buying gas. Plus, it's way more eco-friendly than a car. Explore the great outdoors or the city while keeping the air clean. Still having fun on yours? Still loving every minute of it?
Yeah, it's perfect. It makes you, honestly, it makes you more efficient. Like just getting to work and not dealing with traffic, getting home faster than dealing with a car, it's great.
Yeah, Oscar's been silent long enough. He wants everyone to know about this bike.
The e-bike. Electric bike. Join the affordable e-bike revolution. Go to electricebikes.com and use the code TMOS to get a free, foldable, mountable bike lock with any bike purchase. That's a free bike lock when you use code TMOS at electricebikes.com.
Yeah, use
electric
the banner.
ebikes.com, and you can usually the banner on our show and do that type of thing and play the thing sound down now.
What a sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Sound town.
Today we start with two sides of the same coin, Mike, and I think both of these tapes have families that are probably not putting their persons or their relatives' best interest in mind. We start in Ohio, where parents entered a marathon that was supposed to be for 18 years and up. They put their six-year-old in a marathon. A six-year-old.
Oh.
Here's the kid and the parents talking about being in the marathon.
Some of the training was, like, hard. I falled sometimes.
I didn't know if he was going to be able to do it. To watch his little body, it's pretty mind-blowing.
Nothing we do is illegal. Nothing hurts anyone else.
We really care about our kids' emotional and physical health.
I don't know if you need to use the phrase "we're not doing anything illegal" as your retort to people. I don't think it's right. It bothers me that they're doing that to this kid.
Oh, that is a tough one.
I'm sorry, Mike. You're a father. You probably can talk to this.
I'm trying to think when I. The dad, if I hadn't heard the dad, I'd feel differently. The dad sounds like the kind of guy, you know,
yeah.
When you just smell the Bengay.
You're pushing your kid in sports, right?
I am. What I'm trying to do right now, Oscar, in my mind is I'm picturing them running and I don't think physiologically there are any issues with a kid running that long, but I don't know because it's really unexplored territory. There's something that feels off about it.
Well, it's the balance of his ability to speak to the physical attributes he may have. Like his vocabulary, the way he pronounces words.
If a six-year-old says something is hard and sometimes he falls down, I don't know. That makes me really ill at ease.
He said falled.
Yeah, falled. He said falled.
Well, Pony, what did I tell you about talking?
He's six. childless forever. All right.
All right, Mike, on the other side.
Yeah, push him on the vocabulary side.
Yeah. No, I think, get it here.
You, a word marathon.
There are parents that would tell me I overschedule my kid. I probably do to a degree. I like it that way. Down here, I don't want him, wandering. I like him. I figure the earlier I get him into organized sports, the more he might take to one or two and continue to do it. And I think that's a great environment to be around. And I like the parents that do it. They're really into their kids. Doing that, there's one thing for me to get him golf lessons mm-hmm. and go out and have him hit the ball with other kids. I think the sport you get your kids into ought to have other kids participating in it. I think if you're dragging him along to a marathon is...
with a bunch of high school seniors.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just weird.
Can't, all right, Mike, fast forward 94 years, and of course this is in your home state, Florida. A woman celebrated her 100th birthday by skydiving.
Now, that's cool.
Well, she doesn't sound like she was all that into it.
I have never done it, and I've done a lot of things in 100 years, so I thought I must do it while I can. It's scary.
Scary?
I wouldn't say it isn't.
Would you do it again?
No.
No? No. One and done?
Yes.
So she doesn't want to do it again.
Well, but at least the daughter again can use the phone condenser microphone that works so well with those when it's like, you know.
But don't you feel that there was some plucky grandkid that said, you know, it'd be cool, grandma's, if you jump out of a plane. It didn't sound like she was all that into it.
It didn't really sound all that willing. Yeah,
maybe, you know, I wish that she was the great-great-grandmother of the six-year-old in the marathon. That'd be a great family. Making
you know,
people
if
do
I get long
want.
Enough in the tooth, it might be kind of fun to jump out of an airplane without a chute. Oh. What a great way to go that would be. Be messy at the end, but if you clean it up quick enough, you know, be like, you know, so long, I love you all.
Aim for a swimming pool, Mike. When this man was arrested in Detroit for having illegal guns, what do they say in Goodfellas? You might not hold up under questioning.
I don't know, Henry. You might not hold up. You might fold under questioning.
He mentioned that he had attached to his house, just very unobtrusively, a pot vending machine.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like a Coke machine or a candy machine, but this was selling marijuana.
Yeah, I have to say the brazenness of it was shocking. What we were hearing, the estimates were about $2,000 a day. Entrepreneurial at its best. Unfortunately, it's just things you can't do.
$2,000 a day on a pot vending machine. Exact change appreciated.
Yum, yum.
So that's in Detroit. And let's close with this. There is a comedy festival going on right now, and you're seeing clips from around from it. It is called Netflix is a Joke, and Netflix is sponsoring it. There's a lot of big names out there. They released Pete Davidson's set, and I thought this was pretty funny. So let us close with America's favorite ne'er-do-well. Here's Pete Davidson from the Netflix special.
I had an AIDS scare this year. You're like, Pete, wow, what's going on in your life? Are you sharing needles? Are you doing heroin? Are you having tons of unprotected sex? No, Kanye told me I had AIDS. and he's a genius. So I was like, oh. I was like, I better call my doctor. So I went to the doctor. I actually got checked because I was like, maybe he's right. I don't know. So my doctor told me, I don't have AIDS. I just look like I have it. So it's a completely different thing.
Mike, that's all I got. That's the visit to SoundCloud.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
That's awesome. I don't have AIDS. I just look like I have it. Go to that show. That's awesome. Way to go, Pete. We got to get out of here. We'll be back. Rob, good luck. It'll be Oscar and me tomorrow. And
see you Wednesday. I'll give you details tomorrow.
See you Wednesday. Really, we're all thinking about you, and I hope everything goes beautifully with your liver doctor. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, and all three of us back on Wednesday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
When did you first start dreaming of this moment?
Sayonara, sucker!
Wow.